Every summer for the past 5 years, portions of the Little Plover River have dried up. The victim of drought conditions and heavy use of the watershed by the village of Plover, nearby industries, and potato and vegetable growers. Now, Del Monte Foods has purchased 150 acres of land in the watershed near its local canning plant. The company will soon be diverting processing water to the property and will no longer use two high-capacity wells on it for irrigation. Roger Jacob is the company's operations manager.
We think this is an example of what can be accomplished through local collaborative efforts, and we think this purchase is a win-win project for both Del Monte and the Little Plover River.
George Kraft, a professor of water resources at UW-Stevens Point, says the company's action should bring some water back to the parched trout stream.
It's a very, very nice thing that Del Monte is doing. This might get us perhaps 3 or 5% of the missing water back into the stream.
But Kraft says much more needs to be done to save the river. He says the other regional users, municipal, industrial, and agricultural, need to reduce their water use to keep the river from drying out. And that may take the passage of legislation in Madison.
If the groundwater legislation that's currently being debated gets passed, the stakeholders have to act together in one way or another. And, you know, perhaps that's what it's going to take to really get to a healthy flow in that stream.
Kraft says at one time, the Little Plover may have been the top trout-producing water in the entire state. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.